Shalom Aleichem of BFF Teach 613. We welcome you to Take 10 Fit Talmud. Me'ila Yudches, Me'ila 18a, pagination is 35. We have the privilege of starting the fifth perek of Me'ila midway on the page. We're dealing with the topic of Me'ila, which is a case of stealing from Hekdesh, as it's commonly described. But as we'll see, the real dimension of Me'ila has parameters, criteria by which true Me'ila will be defined, and that has to be nehene, that the person had hana'a. We will discuss whether he's benefiting a shava pruta, a basic value, or he's having his hana'a in a way that's pogame in the item, a shava pruta. But there has to be a hana'a in order to be me'ila, which will incur the responsibility to pay back the principal, to pay back an extra fifth, and to bring a karban asham, all of this if it was done b'shogeg, by mistake. If a person were to be mazik hektish, simply damage hektish, so then the concept of Me'ila in its classic form would not apply. There's discussion as to when he pays back the principal of what he damaged, whether that's biblical or rabbinic. But it's not your classic case of Me'ila. Me'ila has to involve benefit. The Mishnah states, Hanena min ahektesh. Shava pruta, a person who has benefit from hektesh, the value of a pruta, the first opinion is, afapi shalo pogam mo'al. Even though there's no depreciation, there's still me'ila divrei Rabbi Akiva. These are the words of Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Akiva does not make any distinction between something that is nifgam, that depreciates with time, with usage, or things that do not depreciate. He simply categorizes them straight away. You had benefit of a pruta, that's me'ila. In reality, we could go the route of a distinction between different items and identify that some items depreciate, such as tools, clothing, with time, they need to be replaced. And other things that do not depreciate, the working assumption is that metal vessels like gold and silver will not depreciate. They can just be handed down for generations. And jewelry can maintain its position of value without depreciation. We have this concept of depreciation in accounting, where the item doesn't disintegrate before your eyes, but it's understood that at a certain time it will need to be replaced, and it's developing in that direction all along. Every time you wear the article of clothing, there is some depreciation being assumed if it's an item that will not last indefinitely. So, v'chachamim omrim, the second opinion, which is the way the Rambam paskins, the sages say, kol davar sheyesh bo pigam lo mo'al ad sheyifkom. If it's a something, an item that does depreciate, so you're not going to have me'ila until you do a pigam of minimal value. V'she'ein bo pigam. But indeed, if it's an item that does not depreciate, kevin shenena mo'al, once you had hana'a, there is me'ila. Ketzad, how does this work? Nosna katla b'tzavara, if a woman put a necklace on her neck, katla might very well be a choker, something that's really tight. From the word kotal, perhaps one can suggest, from killing, it's really tight. And she puts on this jewelry, whatever it may be, onto her neck. The main point is that it's jewelry for our discussion. Taba'as biyada, a ring on her finger. Shasa bekoshal zahav. Person drinks from a golden vessel. Kevin shenene mo'al. Once you had the hano of a pruta, that's me'ila because it's not an item that has pegam. So we don't need to see pegam of a minimal value. We just need to see benefit of a minimal value. However, lavash b'chaluk, if you took an article of clothing belonging to Hekdesh and you wore it, kisa b'talis, you covered yourself with a talis, bika b'kardom, you chopped with an axe, lo mo'al ad sheyifkom, it's not considered me'ila until you diminished its value in this concept of depreciation on some level. Now, on the items that do not have depreciation associated with them, we're talking about the benefit of a shava pruta. How do you calculate the benefit of a shava pruta? So you'll see the mefarish in the wide lines towards the middle of the page, six lines down, at the end of a line, Vehechi misha'arinan behu. How do you calculate this thing where there is no pegam, no depreciation? How do we estimate the value that was benefited? Hechi omdin, how do you evaluate it? Kama rotze isha litain, how much would a woman give? Sheyish alu, that she could borrow, tachshitin halalu, these types of ornaments, la'olichon leves ha-mishte, to go to a chasna with them, that she's wearing them, le'ischabed b'hem, to be honored by them. How much would she pay to do this borrowing? It is an interesting wording, which deserves additional investigation, if you will, because she'yishalu, I mean, this is a rental. That's what it is. It's a rental. It's schirus. Why don't we just call it schirus? The wording here is a little bit more in the lumdus realm. How much would a person give sheyishalu for the loan? It's a little bit closer to the sugya in Kiddushin, where how much would you give to influence somebody to give a loan to someone else? You're not going to pay for the money, because that would be ribis. Rental fee on the money is interest, is ribis. Now, I do that. But the person is giving money to somebody who would go out of their way to influence someone else to tender the loan. So that seems to be what's being described here. Kama rotza isha litain. How much a woman would give sheyishalu, so that it should be lent. Lending and schirus are not the same thing. But if it's an item that does have pegam, so then the pegam is going to be of a shave pruta. In the words of the Rambam, sixth perek of Me'ila, ba'osa davar atzmo, he's causing a depreciation of a shave pruta in the hektish, in the item that he's benefiting from, and he's causing the damage, the depreciation, and the benefit that he's getting from it at the same time. That would be the case of me'ila by items that do have depreciation. Yashay koach, thank you for joining.